Out with the old and in with the new. That's how the saying goes, but in America, most of the leaders in our society are on the older side. President Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history. Nobel Prize laureates are getting older, and the average age of new CEOs at Fortune 500 companies is also rising. So what's behind this? Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, has been writing about this and joins us to tell us more. Hi, Derek.
Hey, good to be here.
So there has been a lot of discussion of the average age of our politicians in the Senate and even in the House. But you say this goes further than politics. You're identifying industries, science, sports. What's going on here?
It's a really good question. What is going on here? I mean, some of this is clearly just the fact that Americans are living longer and healthier lives, and richer Americans in particular are living even longer and even healthier lives than the average American. So that clearly has to explain some of it. And I think it does explain to a certain extent why Congress is getting older, why the Senate is getting older, why, say, the typical or median age of college presidents is getting older. But there's other things that I don't think it quite explains at all. If you look, for example, at our movie stars, the average age of the lead actors in the highest grossing films released in America, those are getting significantly older, significantly faster than the average age of Americans. So some of this clearly...
Although I just got to push back on you a little bit there, because the average age of the female movie star has not risen. In fact, the average age of a female movie star as of, say, 2019 was still right around 30.
The average age of the female movie star has increased a little bit. The average age of male movie stars has increased by a lot. And I think to a certain extent, that's because for a variety of reasons that, you know, maybe we could talk about in another show. There's a good story here. There's a happy story, which is that people's health span is increasing. But there's also a little bit of a mystery here, which is why everything, not only in business, but also in culture, seems to be aging.
How much of this can be explained, though, by the natural aging of the baby boomer generation? The youngest boomer is now 57 years old, and it seems natural that they would be moving, advancing in their careers and moving into positions of leadership and power.
It could absolutely be that. The baby boomer generation is an enormous generation, and it's very clear, especially in politics and in business, that boomers are working late into their lives significantly longer than previous generations. And I've written a lot about this idea that I call workism, the idea that work has for many elites, especially many older elites, become a kind of personal religion in an era of otherwise declining religiosity. And I think it's worth asking questions about whether, you know, the boomer elites essentially are clinging to their jobs because their jobs essentially are the tent poles of their lives.
You also talk about something called the burden of knowledge, just the fact that the body of knowledge that's available to people grows with every year. Having a grasp of what one needs to know in order to be considered a master in a field takes a lot more work now. How does that figure into, I mean, it figures into science, that's pretty obvious. How does it figure into other areas?
I think you summarized it very well. It's this idea that if you look at a specific scientific domain, let's talk about genetics, for example, some of the earliest discoveries in the history of genetics, like by Gregor Mendel, were done by essentially by an individual watching some peas grow in his backyard. I mean, it was relatively easy, you could say, at least from a scientific sophistication standpoint. Today, in order to make a significant advance in the field of genomics or genetics, you need to gather hundreds of people around the planet to synthesize data on something like the interplay between genes and environment and the underlying causes of schizophrenia. I mean, that is significantly more complicated than watching peas grow in your backyard.
So what do we do about this, if anything at all? If this is a sort of a natural progression as the baby boomers move through the different ages of their lives, perhaps it's just, you know, the current state of affairs, and as they age even further, it'll correct itself. What needs to be done?
I'm very interested in finding ways to fund younger scientists. We aren't funding younger scientists as much. I think that's a problem. I also think in culture, it's a problem that you see a lot of cultural producers, a lot of music labels and movie studios investing in older franchises and under-investing in new screenplays, new ideas, new artists. I think this also reflects a bias toward the old that is not particularly good for the cultivation of new ideas. So I'm interested not so much in, you know, pushing 70-year-olds out of their job, but that's not my interest at all. I'm interested in finding ways to keep replenishing the set of ideas by promoting young scientists, young artists, and young workers.
Maybe if our older generations were secure enough financially to retire, they would.
That's a very interesting point. Yeah, to a certain extent, I think you can tell a macroeconomic story about a lot of this, that maybe one of the reasons why older people are working longer than they used to is because they don't feel as financially secure as they used to. It's absolutely a plausible theory.
Derek Thompson's a staff writer at The Atlantic. As always, thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.